So sometimes the presents that we get given, they tell us a little something about us. Maybe the person who's given them might have something of a motive behind them. Or perhaps they just tell us a little bit about what they think of us or something about our personality. So this morning, I've already opened some of my presents and I got given this, Star Wars Lego. I know, some of you are very excited and a little bit jealous, I can tell. And perhaps that says something a little bit about my personality. Perhaps it says that I'm a big kid. Perhaps it says that I like Star Wars. Perhaps it says that I get a little bit too involved when my son Caleb is building Lego. There might be a motive behind that one. I don't know. Has anyone got presents with them this morning? Has anyone got any with them? We'll try and find out what we can, if there's anything we learn about you from the presents that you've received. Edith, what have you got?
I got the new David's volume, but Grandpa's Great Escape.
Grandpa's Great Escape. Wow. And so do you like reading books?
Yeah, I love reading books.
You love reading books. Okay, so we can learn something about you from what you got. Anybody else got a present with them this morning they want to share? What have we got over here? This is an exciting row of people. Yeah, what have we got?
I got the Minion movie and a Minion pen.
A Minion movie and a Minion... Excellent. Do you think that says anything about you?
Yeah.
What do you think it says about you?
I like Minions.
Okay. Yeah, that would be fair. What do Minions do anything a lot?
Not really.
Not a lot, okay. Fair enough. All right. What else have we got down here?
I got some Lego.
You got some Lego? What sort of Lego have you got there?
It's a boat.
It's a boat. Are you halfway through building it? Is that what you've got to?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Excellent. And what else have we got there? Anybody else want to? What have we got?
I got some Top Trumps.
Top Trumps? What do you think that says about you?
I like playing with Top Trumps.
Okay. I think it's a good job we haven't got any further with that.
I got a Harry Potter souvenir from Harry Potter World.
Oh, lovely. And let's have a look. I see. It's you looking a lot like Harry Potter.
No, I'm in Ravenclaw robes.
All right. That says something about me and you, all in one go. What have we got? Oh, hello. What have we got?
I've got Despicable Me.
Despicable Me. What do you think that says? Do you think that says anything about you?
That I like funny things.
You like funny things. Excellent. Good. Go on then. What have we got?
I got the Minecraft Blockopedia. That says that I like Minecraft.
Yeah, you like Minecraft. Okay. Excellent. Anybody else got anything? Okay. Oh, in here. Hang on. We'll go that way. Then we'll go that way. Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah.
I got new glow-in-the-dark zip-up headphones.
Oh, cool. Does that mean you can find your headphones in the dark?
Yeah.
Excellent. Does that mean that you like listening to music in the dark?
Yeah.
There we go, excellent. Okay. What we got over here, Isabel?
Stickers.
Okay, stickers. Anybody else want to tell me what they've got?
I've got, Lego movie stickers.
Lego movie stickers. So I think we can learn that you like sticking things and Lego and Frozen. Yeah, go on then.
My courage.
Your courage?
Yeah.
You got that for Christmas?
Yeah.
What does that say about you?
Says that I've got courage.
Excellent. Anybody else? Sorry?
I went to the dentist.
You went to the dentist. That's
dormitive.
Lovely. That's beautiful. We learned something about your daughters from this little thing as well, actually. Hello. What have you got?
Simon's Wipe.
What is that?
Simon's Wipe.
I don't know. I'm ignorant. Oh, we've got Thomas as well over here. We like trains.
That's an 80s toy.
That's obviously before my time. Anyway. So sometimes the things that we get tell us about someone. Tell us something about someone. For quite a few years, someone in the church has bought me socks at Christmas time. And it's a gift that I think has a motive behind them. I think it tells you something about me. Firstly, that I quite often wear socks with holes in. Secondly, that I don't wear shoes around the house. Thirdly, I don't care that much about how my feet look. And it also means I've got friends who aren't afraid to tell me when I need new socks. And if I don't take the hint, to take matters into their own hands. A few years ago, my dad bought my mum one of these. I've rarely ever seen my parents have an argument, which says a lot about my mum. I think it was intended as a joke, I think. And I think the idea was, because it's a bit of a stereotype that it's older people who have this kind of thing. And so I think it was my dad's way of having a joke, perhaps trying to remind my mum that she's not actually that old yet. Not quite sure how well it went down. Sometimes presents tell us things about us. And we've had that reading and we sang together about the kings and the gifts that they bought and gave to Jesus. What was the first gift that we sang about and that we heard in the reading that the wise men, the magi, came and gave to Jesus? Gold, excellent. That was a shout-out question. Yeah, gold. They came and bought Jesus gold. And these gifts all tell us something about Jesus. They weren't... Because did anybody get gold for Christmas? Any children get gold for Christmas? You got gold?
Yeah, chocolate gold.
Chocolate gold coins, okay. Chocolate doesn't count. This was real gold that they came and they gave to Jesus. It's a bit of a strange gift to give a baby. We've got a little baby, Luke, he's 2 months old. It would have been a bit odd if we'd given him a bit of gold for his first Christmas. I often wonder what happened to the gold that Jesus got given. But it's a bit of a strange thing, because it wasn't the kind of gifts that we give. It was a gift with a meaning. We've got a book at home. It's about the royal baby. It's about a royal baby being born. And one of the lines in it is that they go, this baby won't stop crying, and they go and get the ancestral golden dummy to try and stop this baby crying. It's a golden dummy because it's royalty, isn't it, who have gold. It's got kings and queens who have golden crowns. It's royalty who have lots of gold things. And so when the wise men, the magi, come and they give gold to Jesus, what they're saying is he is a king. In fact, the Bible says that he's king of kings. When we sang about Jesus being king forever. That Jesus is a king. And the king is someone who's in charge. The king is someone who we follow, who we should do as they ask us. The second gift they gave, what was the second gift that the wise men came and gave Jesus? Frankincense. Excellent. Frankincense. Now, did anybody get perfume for Christmas? Anyone got any perfume for Christmas? Few people. I'm always wondering about what it says about you if someone gives you perfume for Christmas. I mean, deodorant's a bit more obvious, but... Anyone get deodorant for Christmas? Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway, but this wasn't the kind of this was the kind of perfume, but not kind of. Alan, you've gone awfully red there. This isn't the kind of perfume that we might normally have. This is a kind of special perfume, and it's something that they used as they worshipped God. In the Old Testament part of the Bible, God tells Moses to use frankincense as they worshipped God. And actually, this is a picture that some people in churches today will be doing this. A bit different to us. Churches where, you know, when someone says, this is the word of the Lord, you know, there might be a bit more of an enthusiastic response. They might also have things like this. They would, and this is people burning frankincense, along with other things, as part of their worship to God. Worship that involves a lot more than just coming and saying things, but you can smell and you can see. This is part of people still worshipping God today. And so when the magi come, the wise men come, and they give frankincense to Jesus, what they're saying is, they're not saying, oh, this will be a nice present for a baby. They're saying that this is someone who is worth worshipping. And in fact, they don't even just say it, they come and they do it. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. This wasn't just an ordinary baby. This is someone they were saying was going to be king and that we could worship. The third thing they gave, what was the third thing that they gave? Myrrh. Now, if gold and frankincense were a strange thing to give to a baby, myrrh was a really strange thing to give to a baby. Because myrrh was something that was typically to do with death. And actually, we read later on in John's Gospel, we read that after Jesus had died, and they come and they wrap him up and they put him in the tomb, as they wrap him in cloths, one of the things they put in is myrrh. They put myrrh around his body as they wrap Jesus up after he's died and put him in the tomb. It was us being pointed, even at the birth of Jesus, to the fact that he wasn't just coming, but he was coming to die. That he was coming to die to save us. We read it in the accounts of Jesus' birth that Mary's told to call Jesus, Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And myrrh is a picture pointing us to that, that he was coming to die to save people from their sins. So gifts can tell us a lot. We can learn a lot sometimes from thinking about why people have given us the gifts that we've got. Don't get too paranoid about it, though, honestly. The message of the rap that Wayne just did was, what are you going to do about the miracle birth? What are you going to do about Jesus coming for you? As you open your presents today, as you celebrate Christmas, what will you do about Jesus? Will you follow King Jesus? Will you worship the Lord Jesus Christ? Will you trust in the death of Jesus for you? What are you going to do about the miracle birth? Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you would send Jesus for us, that greatest gift ever given. Lord, would you help us to follow Jesus? Would you help us to worship him, not just this morning, but with all our days? Would you help us to trust in the death of Jesus, in everything we face? In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd like to know more about what Christmas is about, there's some little books in the foyer that say Christmas in three words, and they talk a bit more about what Christmas is all about, if it's new to you, as to what the reason for the season is. There's a few Bibles out there too, if you'd like to take a New Testament, if you haven't got a Bible. And there's an invitation too, if you're local, to come to an Alpha course to find out a bit more about what it means to be a Christian, to ask some questions that maybe you've got. That's all in the foyer. You can ask me or Wayne if you'd like to know more about it.